AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on the podcast. Games people play. We were all over it, including catching up with the fittest woman in the world CrossFit champion, Tia Claire Toomey, who competed in the 58 division of the weightlifting. And you had an arty off.
Well, Camille, who's actually holding this phone in her hand and recording right now, our producer, against Spider, who has the weirdest auntie. Also, we wanted to know your favourite gold medal moments of all time.
Yeah, that, and we're all positive about the Commonwealth Games with Flap Your Gums Friday and also My Spray. There's so much love in the air at the moment with the Commonwealth Games. It's unbelievable.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Three pieces of history in this week. We're including some Commonwealth Games history as well.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm no good at Com Games history.
However, we go to the movies first, kids. Ooh, you need to name the year for this.
A historic and unprecedented event has occurred. The question of whether or not we are alone in the universe has been answered.
E.T.
So cool.
More ships have just arrived over India, England, and Germany.
I really don't think they flew 90 billion light years to come down here and start a fight.
Who was in Independence Day?
Oh, Independence Day. Was that Will Smith?
Yes, it was. Will Smith.
Was Will Smith.
And Bill Pullman.
I haven't seen...
Was it on the cover?
I haven't seen
was
Independence Day. I haven't seen it.
Was it on the cover? It was just a big UFO?
Yes.
I remember seeing the DVD cover.
Yeah.
So I was around DVD times, which are 90s.
And I'm going to say... Do you want me to go first? I'm going to go Bridge 2001.
No.
No, it's earlier than that. I'm not a fan of movies, but I know Independence Day. I reckon it was around about 97, Spider.
No.
A little bit later, I think it was 1999.
No, and Spider is closest to the pin, 1996.
Yeah, I knew it was earlier.
Wow. Oh, here he goes. I knew it was earlier. You're on fire today.
No, I remember the DVD cover.
Yeah, there you go.
Alrighty, off to the Commonwealth Games, and this is a silver medal this year.
That was one of the greatest 5,000-metre races I've ever seen, not only in a championship, but anywhere. All credit to those two. What a fabulous race here in a cold evening in Melbourne.
Mottram second, Limay will take the bronze.
Craig Mottram, silver medal at the Commonwealth Games in the 5K.
I don't know my athletes.
Well, it's going to be
5K. What?
I'm sick of going from 18 to 14.
I can't
to
do maths.
10. It was 2006.
Yes, well done.
And you know what?
And you've won the day. You've won the day.
Yeah, yes. But I can't claim that. I'm going to put that back to the adjudicator.
Why?
Because he said Melbourne.
No, that's fine.
He said, "Well done."
You know what?
In Melbourne, so it was kind of it was a cheat.
I couldn't even guess. I don't know my athletes, and I can't do maths. So I couldn't even backtrack.
Does that put you in a good mood for today?
Always in a good mood, Adrian. It's Friday. You can't upset me. Tonight is an absolute cracker.
Hey, if only we could do a show of what we talked about around the breakfast table this morning. It's one thing I'll say about us. We never come in cranky. We come in crazy. We never come into work cranky.
If we went in with the show that we talked about, we'd have a parental guidance recommended before it, I think.
Codes and practices.
Yes, I don't think the codes and practices would allow us on the air this morning.
We could podcast it.
Yeah, we could. We should podcast a kitchen. Our kitchen sessions.
No.
Oh, no, we can't.
No, we can't do that.
Here's our musical segment for more today's Name That Year.
Oh. Many a wedding waltz to that one.
Peter Cetera from Chicago and the song Glory of Love. What movie was that in again?
Yeah, it was in...
Oh, is it in a movie?
Yeah.
Dirty Dancing.
Mannequin. No. Mannequin.
Mannequin.
I know. I can't think either. But years ago, River Stage, how's this for a lineup? America, Chicago, and the Beach Boys.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Whole lot of beige right there.
And just to...
come on. It was awesome. I remember I was sober. I was driving, and I had all the security guards around me. I was so being so crazy at it.
Well, what year was it? I'm going to say Spider 86.
Yes. That's hilarious.
Oh, bring on Friday.
What did you have for breakfast, brother?
I am straight out of the wrapper.
You're even in a better mood now. 3-0. I don't think you've done that before.
No, there's yes, the pool has. Table bridge.
There we go. What, run around it? Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Pants
actually,
down.
What do I got? Yeah, I'm all right to do that today. I just had to check what undies had on.
If fishing fails, get into scales.
Yeah, there's a couple of people off you heard, but what do you think the chances are catching a fish over the weekend? It's going to be pretty windy out there, pretty rough.
Yeah, we've had a couple of weeks of strong southeasterly spider offshore ground. Probably going to be out still. I mean, I do like these conditions, though. It does give the grounds offshore because it is heavily fished a bit of a time to reprieve and get a few fish stocks back into life. Once that wind does ease down next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, if you're lucky enough to have next week off, it's going to be a cracker offshore session, and there should be some good mackerel around. That southeastern will bring all the good water in close, all the bait, and should be some good fish offshore. But for this weekend, I'd say it's pretty much out of bounds. But that won't stop you. The estuaries are firing. There's plenty of trevally. There's still some nice whiting around. If you do want to do yourself a bit of game fishing or heavy tackle fishing, get up around Burley Lakes or Bond Uni Lakes, up the top of the Kerma River, and try a whole mullet for a bull shark. There's been plenty of them around. So, I mean, there's still prawns to bay as well. It's got to be outdone. The hardest thing is going to be getting the car park at the boat ramp, because all the boat ramps are going to be...
When's your birthday, Herb?
When is it?
When's your birthday?
In July.
We're going to buy you a Huawei phone. I bought a Huawei.
An Asian phone.
In Thailand. Are you on iPhone? I'm just serious. Are you on iPhone?
Yeah, is that better?
Keep on talking.
There we go.
Yeah, well, what did you do last time?
I was just having a normal. This is on speaker. But,
that's
no,
weird.
That's all right. I've got a new phone. This is a brand new phone. There's nothing wrong with my phone.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just it happens to all phones. It's not just you, Herb.
Not you.
Like every interview we do, you can tell the difference between a Samsung Huawei phone.
Huawei Asian phone.
And an Apple. But anyway, Herb, what about yourself? Have you been catching a look at the games at all?
Oh, the game. When do they start? Tomorrow. Games start tomorrow?
Herb.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a bit let down by the game.
You think you're let down?
I feel like I've actually been ripped off. I went down to see the Olympic torch the other day. Flame run out of gas. Can't believe it. Went down there just to have a look at it. No flame.
Oh, you're funny. It's a baton. It's a comm game. It's a little different to the Olympic torch, brother.
Oh, this ain't the Olympic Games.
No, it's the comm games.
I feel ripped off again. This is like B-grade athletics, isn't it? All these road closures just to stop for a little bit of athletics.
Don't you be negative about it.
The last time my kid had a swimming carnival on, the only reason they blocked off the road was someone was holding up sarging at the 7-Eleven down the road, you know what I'm saying? All these roadblocks just for a couple of little games of hockey and stuff like that. I mean, come on. Olympic Games, Commonwealth, whatever you call it. Unbelievable. All the boat ramps have stopped. All the people have stopped going fishing for two weeks.
What, were you down at Blues Fest smoking something, mate? This is the biggest event we've had. Why are you being so bar humbug?
Yeah.
Come on.
Biggest event we've had. There's not even fishing in it. There's no fishing in it.
No, that's why.
We've got the marina out the back. We could have had Hinge Dam Bath off for the Olympic Games or whatever.
There we go. Now I get
okay,
it.
Okay, so we'll put fishing in the comm games.
Why don't they have a pidog games?
What's that?
A performance enhancing drug Olympic games. You imagine people lining up at the gates, and they're putting needles in and they're popping pills, whatever they're doing, mate. There'd be flames coming off the shoes. Let them have whatever they want.
PBs.
You are a unit.
Right. You'd be lifting elephants above their heads.
You idiot. All right.
Oh, okay. That is very funny.
Go Australia. I mean, it is good to watch. I do like the game.
But
they go all right. Oh. And anyone that likes the Olympic Games, get into it, get down there, and get amongst it. It's going to be pretty good action over the weekend.
See you.
Over.
We all have crazy family members. I know my family is completely nuts. However, then I met Spider Everett. And not only have I met some of his family members, some of the stories are crazy. And then I met Camille, our beautiful producer, who over the weekend at Blues Fest started a sentence like I'd never heard a sentence before about a family member. So right now, I know you have a crazy auntie.
Auntie, you die, yes. Good morning.
Auntie, die. I know you, Camille, have a crazy auntie.
I do.
So I want you two to have an auntie off. Well, and if anyone can beat this, 13-27-10. However, AJ, you will be the adjudicator in who is the craziest auntie. Let's go.
Okay.
Peter.
My auntie's got 10 kids. 11, 10.
I'm going to start by saying I love my auntie in case she's listening. Mm. She's from Mullumbimby.
My auntie's from Wonthaggi, which is another name, down in the Mornington Peninsula.
Right.
My auntie is an all-female lesbian circus.
Okay. Well, my auntie left her husband to go with her best friend.
Oh,
so
right.
So she could be in the same circus, but she's not in the circus.
My auntie has a beard and very hairy underarms.
My auntie married her elder son's best mate.
At a family get together, my auntie did a circus trick on top of the letterbox where she put her legs around her head.
With a beard. My auntie had an operation and had to lift up the back of her, which then made a certain part of her body run above her bikini line.
Right, one more. We've got to get to Rod.
Can we? Anything else?
No,
I think Spider might win. No.
Who wins? It's up to...
I don't know, Rod. I'm confused.
Rodney.
Mate.
Please feel free to continue. I'm enjoying this too much.
They're coming in next week.
He hasn't touched the ground. Superstar, superhuman.
You're pumped, aren't you?
I don't know where to start. Seriously, I don't know where to start. When you look at all the sport going around,
Can I call you on the weekend? No, you won't answer.
No, don't even bother. And for anyone, you don't know where to start. You got the Titans on Sunday. The Titans are in good form. You could they're playing up in Gladstone against the Manly Sea Eagles, so they're every chance to win that. Because they can't play here because of the Commonwealth Games. But again, Titans, you've got the Gold Coast Suns who are playing on Saturday over in Fremantle. But just the amount of games on tonight, like the 5 goals last night, I don't know where to start with the sport.
A kid on cordial, aren't you?
It's unbelievable. The cycling tonight, you've got the men's 4-kilometre pursuit, you've got the women's sprint, and then in the swimming, you've got the 100-metre backstroke, you've got the women's 100-metre butterfly, and the 4x100-metre men's free relay. Like, it's just everywhere you look. And all I can say is just... have the television on. You know what I love about this time of year and I love about the Commonwealth Games and the sport that is on, and both our teams, the Titans and the Suns winning games. It's just like you're at the pinnacle. It's like stop. Freeze the world.
And you haven't even mentioned the Donny. The Doncaster's on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go. The racing.
And AJ, you know how he's extra excited? Because Cherie's away for 2 weeks, so he gets to sit there and watch on his own at home.
You know how it is to sit at home and flick by yourself? You go from 7 to 7-2 to 7, mate, just in between every show that's on. And you've got to know your times. But I do have to say something that I'm loving at the moment is the fact there are so many people watching the games. Even at Hope Island, the shopping centre there. You're right, Bridge? You're with us still. They've got TV set up, big screens, and everybody going shopping is walking past, watching the games as they go past.
I sat at Pac Fair, you say, and watched the triathlon. They've got the big screen set up at Pac Fair.
How good is that?
Yeah. It is so great. And it's not just the older generation. The school kids are sitting down there watching and learning. And there's going to be so many household names. So I don't know where you want to start with sport.
I don't know.
But we're lucky enough yesterday to even have a chat with Koshy.
Yeah, we
did. About Port Adelaide and Collingwood.
Yeah, we did. He popped in yesterday.
Koshy footy, Port Adelaide. Will they finish above the Sydney Swans? That's all I need to know.
Oh, look, we're just a little humble working class club from Adelaide. The Swans are the Bondi billionaires. And, we just feel privileged to play in the same competition. So we're quietly confident.
Okay, I've got one for you. I won't admit who I barrack for, but this will give it away, Koshy.
Yep.
Will Nathan Buckley survive this year?
Not for me to comment on that. I've been drawn into this. It's all about building a culture and sort of, if you look at great sporting clubs around the world, it's all based on stability, long-term stability. So
Right.
And one of the great things Port Adelaide did start was they started a chant, a song that they all sing, and now every AFL club's trying to do exactly the same. But as soon as you're the original one, there's nothing like the original. So one on a Port Adelaide, because it sounds magnificent.
Yeah, never tear us apart in Countdown to the Bounce. Yeah. And you can't force anything like that on your fans.
No.
They've got to organically grow it. You can't say, here's our new song. And we just played it. Didn't mention anything, and about the third home game, people started to really get involved.
Excellent.
That's how you got to do it.
Excellent.
That's good.
Great
song
too.
And that was Koshy, and of course Koshy and Sam on Sunrise, broadcasting live up here. But Collingwood and Carlton, I can tell you this, and AJ, you're a Collingwood fan. They play tonight, and in between watching the Com games and that, if Collingwood don't win, AJ could be the new coach of Collingwood.
Are you kidding? Really? Is it Buckley's for Buckley?
If they don't win tonight, he's got Buckley's chance of being there
really?
Over the next couple of months.
He said he's prodigal son, though, isn't he?
Ed's got my hotline. It'll be ringing me. Don't worry about that. Five medals in the pool, gold medals in the pool, and the golf as well has started. Speaking of sport, as we're doing with the Commonwealth Games, Bridgie, the big fella, went to his first weightlifting event yesterday.
You went to the first event. Good on you. And firstly, how easy to get in and out of the venue? Where was it?
Yeah, we went to Carrara Stadium. Mm-hmm. So Metricon there, next door at the weightlifting. It was great. We just parked around the corner where you're allowed to park, $20. And we walked in, about a 15, 20-minute walk. Got in there. Good morning to all the volunteers. They were more than happy to show you exactly where to go. It was fantastic. Great setup. And you know, what I love about it, we saw the Aussie, Philip Lowe. He got a PB, so the crowd got up and all excited.
Oh, cool.
He didn't get the gold medal, but it come to the right towards the end. But I have to, and AJ, you caught up with another weightlifter. We're going to hear that very, very shortly. But it was funny because there was a moment, and you know, the weightlifters wear their tights.
Love it.
And there was a Matt Shervington kind of moment.
Did you take a photo for me?
If you remember Matt Shervington running down the straight. Yeah, well, there was one of those, and the women didn't know where to look. There was a couple of ladies next to us. They were just smiling.
It's tough. That's tough.
You've got to get it over the, you know, like you've got to lift the bar over the hole.
Over it.
It was interesting, but, you know, it was fantastic. I loved it.
What about the little Malaysian fellow? They're like Jockey's Bridge. They're 56 kilos lifting 145 kilos over their head in a clean and jerk.
And what I love about it is all the nationalities, too. They're yelling and screaming in their language for their local competitors, and it got really close towards the end. It was great to watch.
But what about the coach when he's bashing his little fella in the head?
Yeah. Gave him a bit of curry. Yeah, a bit of Teddy Whitten. Tommy Radonegas.
Tommy Radonegas on the phone.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. And then, see you later, get up there and lift. It was awesome to see finally last night a couple of gold go our way. We're still second on the leaderboard behind England, but five golds. We saw the cycling. It was just the men's pursuit world record was unbelievable. Yeah. The women's pursuit against the New Zealanders. End up cleaning that up. Kate Campbell come back. Also Mac Horton. And we want to know, 13-27-10, what has been your favourite gold medal moment?
Of all time.
Of all time. And it doesn't even have to be an Australian. We know there's a lot of international people that are here at the moment, a lot of Kiwis.
Mm.
What has been your favourite gold medal moment? For me, I always thought Kieran Perkins, lane 8.
Oh, Lane 8.
Just, you know, he just made it through, I think, with like 1/10 of a second or a second or something. Lane 8 is the lowest of the qualifiers to get through. You can't
see
anybody else.
Yeah.
And he just absolutely smashed the 1500. And I remember watching it and it was just like, nah. And he ended up winning by nearly the length of a pool. And it was just unbelievable.
My two greatest gold were, of course, the great man. Modelled myself on him. Robert Di Castella.
What, you also need a nappy sometimes?
Yeah.
His gold in the marathon in Brisbane, of course. Great Rob. Steve Montaghetti's gold as well.
And he's the chef de mission of the Australian team.
My most important and most valuable was Liesl Jones because I backed her all the way through.
But also, you remember where you were when you watched it. So give us a call on 13-27-10, your favourite gold medal moments of all time.
Yeah, Bridge, Rob,
I couldn't get over the amount of bandied opinion on the opening ceremony. Everyone had an opinion from it was horrible, it was awful, it was tacky to I mean, I didn't quite get the different changes in people's opinion.
I just think people are so opinionated this year, and they hide behind their keyboards. And look, it's subjective. Absolutely, it's subjective.
Absolutely.
But when people were getting nasty that we were tacky and this and that and whatever, it's like, hang on a minute. You're also the guys that come and stay here on holidays and take our car spots at the beach, so shut up.
Yeah, and don't forget, we argued if a tennis ball's green and yellow. So, you know, it's no different.
No one's ever happy.
And typical of this country's humour, all we could find was a lady's bum.
Yeah, you know what? And there's even a cartoon in the Bulletin today, which I think is really tacky. I think that's tacky.
Yeah.
We're asking for those gold medal moments, those biggest ones of all time. It doesn't have to be in Australian either, but just you remember where you were when you saw an awesome gold medal. Now, mine, do you remember a lady? She's incredible. Jane Saville, or Saville. Yeah. Now, in the 2000 Summer Olympics for the race walking, remember she was coming through the tunnel, finished her 20Ks, just coming in, about to win, got pulled over, stopped, disqualified for an illegal gate.
Third. They get three warnings.
Unbelievable. And she just, the whole nation was crying with her. She came back, Melbourne 2006, she's won gold. She won gold in Manchester as well. So just an incredible effort.
Yeah, great effort. Rod, what's yours? Mine was Kieran Perkins, lane 8, 1500.
Well,
96.
I don't think you can go past Cathy Freeman's 400 run. Sydney Olympics,
when
the whole nation literally stopped and watched that minute of racing.
Oh, and remember her in the suit?
Yes.
Oh, goosebumps.
Wendy at Palm Beach, yours?
Was Cathy Freeman.
Oh, of course.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cathy lifting, goes up to Graham, takes the lead, looks a winner, draws away from Graham and Mary. This is a famous victory, a magnificent performance.
I have another one too, and my other gold medal moment was Bridge running the baton.
Wendy. I certainly didn't break any PBs though, darling.
Thanks, Wendy.
I loved it. I loved it, Bridgie.
Yeah. Oh, Wendy. Well, I know that, you know, we're very close because of that and because of, you know, struggles that you've been through. Yep. So I thank you, honey. I appreciate that. But, yeah, I tell you what, Cathy Freeman,
yeah. That's the sad thing about Sally Pearson being out too. It would have been magnificent to see her.
Yeah.
Denise in Eagle Heights, what do you reckon? What's your ultimate gold medal moment?
Well, I agree with you, Spider. It was Kieran Perkins, and I know exactly where I was. I was in Myers Department Store down at Pacific Fair.
Isn't that amazing? It's that memory, isn't it? You know exactly where you were, like the America's Cup. You know where you were. Wow.
Good on you, Denise
and
Eagle Heights. Jim in Tullabudgera, your favourite gold medal moment, mate?
Philbert Bay and John Walker running in the 1500.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yep. Wow. Yeah. John Walker, the Kiwi, yeah.
Walker, the Kiwi, and Bonnie, Tanzanian, Bonnie.
Wow.
Yeah, Jim, thank you very much.
Amazing.
It's
good
great,
on you.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Bill and Corumban, you've got a bit of a story for us with a local lad.
My mate's son, his name's Brandon Wakeling, and he's lifting today for the gold medal in the 69-kilo weightlifting class.
Wow.
The kid's a champion.
Wow, that's fantastic, mate. Yeah. Spider and I were both there yesterday. We were in awe of these guys who were literally, I know a lot of jockeys, people know that, they were literally jockey size, 56 kilo, and the gold medal went to the bloke who lifted 145 kilo.
Commonwealth record.
Wow, yeah. Well, this kid, I coached him from under sixes
fantastic,
in rugby
mate.
League, and the moment I set eyes on him, you could tell this kid was going to be a champion or something.
Beautiful.
So today he's going to win the gold.
What time, mate? What time's he on?
2 o'clock, mate. So I hope the whole Gold Coast gets behind him and gives him their support.
And give us the name again.
Brandon Wakeling.
Good on you, Brandon. Good luck, mate. We'll be there. Good luck.
Yeah, good Thanks, on you, Gold Coast.
A big day yesterday, of course. There were a lot of events concerning. I had to pull over at going up past Pack Fair, the police came through on their bikes because the Royals were driving wherever they were driving. The whole world stopped. Everyone
the cavalcade.
Well, I thought it might have been for you going over to Pack Fair. What are you over Pack Fair for?
Well, speaking of, seriously, we have put on a show and a half for Prince Charles and Camilla. And yesterday, going down to the beach, I thought that was a lovely touch. Wasn't it nice?
Yes.
And the kids giving them Anzac bickies and all kinds of things.
Well, she flies out today, so she had to get a lot done yesterday.
Mm. Yeah, and Camilla was walking the beach with her feet bare.
I love that.
Yeah, and Charles was down in his safari suit, so we thought we'd check in with His Royal Highness. His Royal Highness, thank you very much for joining us again this morning. How was the beach?
The beach was with sandy, actually. It was nice of you to turn off the rain for a change, all those squally showers coming through. One should always dress appropriately for the beach.
Yeah.
I am going to have words with the royal entourage that the royal G-bangers didn't make it in.
Oh, what a shame. Oh, so no Borat suit for you down there, the one-piece mankini?
No. None of that. None of that European trash.
But it felt the water. It was nice. Mm. A lot of people, a lot of flowers and cookies. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, being from the United Kingdom, of course, taking off one's clothing is not often done.
No.
Because one's skin tends to be pale blue. yes, it was a lovely, tingly experience.
Well, speaking of that, how incredible that your beautiful wife decided to take her shoes off. And I don't know if that's royal protocol to show her feet, but how long has it been since you've seen a bit of Camilla's flesh there, you know?
Well, I have to say that there was a beach towel wrapped around her feet because we could not expose the royal feet to the natives.
Your Royal Highness, speaking of flesh, it's one of the great cultural pieces that we enjoy here on the Gold Coast. It's our Gold Coast Meter Maids, the girls in gold. Mm. And they were back out again. There was a lot of controversy surrounding them being on the streets. They were told by the authorities that they couldn't be on the street, but they appeared yesterday. Did you happen to run into a meter
maid? Yes. It's quite invigorating for one's spirit to see the ladies in their gold bikinis. I've got to tell you, I'm actually sporting a bit of a headache.
Oh, why?
Well, I copped a whack on the back of the head from Camilla. Taking a little bit too long, lingering on...
Buying one of their calendars. Great up.
I hope you got it for a cheap price, Your Honour. The spray for the big fella today.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
What's the story?
I can't be grumpy.
No. You're the happiest I've ever seen you in a very, very long time.
I can't spray anyone. I can't be grumpy. It's a fantastic time of the year. The Gold Coast is putting on. The Com Games have been magnificent.
Cherie's away.
Like, seriously, my life's it's at its peak.
Have you got your...
The kids aren't even ringing wanting money.
Have you got your esky lined up beside the couch?
The esky's all locked and loaded. Yeah. The beers are in there. The ice is going to be picked up on the way home. The lawns are mowed. Seriously, I've got nothing to be grumpy about.
You don't.
There's one thing, if I was, and that was the opposition minister of tourism bagging that some buses were late, but... You know what? That's the only thing that's been upsetting. So, you know what? I actually want to do a reverse break. I want to do a big congratulations.
And nice.
A lot of people do, and a lot of people have spoken about them at the opening ceremony, and Tom Tate did the other day when he was in here. But we saw it firsthand yesterday, going to the weightlifting yesterday morning. But to all the volunteers around the Gold Coast, gee, they're doing an unbelievable job.
Yes.
And, you know, we walked in there yesterday and... We walk into the weightlifting and there was volunteers, hundreds of them, and they all had big hands to point to the way you want to go.
Oh, cool.
You showed them your ticket. They'd make sure you go here, you do this. And every one of them, didn't they, AJ? They made
fantastic.
Sure they said, where are you off to and what are you looking forward to? And, I hope you have a good day and enjoy it. And then as we're walking out, they go, how'd you go? Was it good fun? And hopefully see you again. And each and every one of them, and not one of them didn't want to be there. So every one of them, and that's what's making these games even twice as good, is the fact that because they're so upbeat and so happy, you can't be grumpy. It's just an unbelievable feeling. So to all the volunteers, my reverse spray is to you because I can't be grumpy.
No.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Bridge, can I highlight, though, just one incident before we got to that stage of...
Oh, don't take the shine off the shiny man.
Well, we needed to find a car park.
Oh, yes.
Because we're in the ICs, the tradies ute.
Oh, that goes off-road. That goes anywhere.
So he pushes into a joint there, some brand-new beautiful places being built over on the other side of Royal Pines.
Peter.
He said, here we go. He said, we'll get through here. And he pulls up beside a bloke. He was pretending to be a tradie. So he could park the car. And the bloke goes, No, Spider. I don't think you can pull that one off, mate. We had a chat with David Kosh and Sam from Sunrise yesterday. We'll talk to them in a moment.
AJ, you'll learn very quickly that as much as I love Spider's beautiful wife, Cherie, I love when she goes away because Spider is so positive and there's so many good sports on at the moment. I've never seen you so positive. Excited. Even Craig and Arundel's picked it up. Morning, Craig.
Just amazed how the big boss changed his tune a fair bit there. He was all negative about a month ago. Now he's jumping through his skin.
Yeah. Hey, and it's okay. In your defence, I think it's great to admit that and change your mind and not stick to being grumpy.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Well, I was just... Oh, absolutely. And I was just saying it is good. You see the people walking around with their uniforms around the streets and all the coaches seem to be fairly well... organised driving round and absolutely on the RT going to work. There's no traffic. You know, all the truckies are saying how great it is. It should be, the game should be here 24/7.
I know.
I know. The city's never looked so good. So thanks, Craig.
Awesome. No worries, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Hey, Koshy and Sam, we caught up with them yesterday. David Kosh, he's been with the show 16 years and in amongst some, like, an absolute harem of beautiful women over the years. Koshy, now, what have you learnt from this?
But the biggest thing I've learnt, gents, you can take this on board, try it out, and all the blokes out there. Because we're a bit simple, when we're generally as a breed, when we see a lady, we'll always go, oh, nice dress. Now, to us, we're thinking, gee, that's smooth, we're really good. To them, they're thinking, well, that's pretty obvious. It's the major thing you can see. If you go, I love how your handbag matches your nail polish.
Oh, next level.
That's next level. So charm. Notice that's not charm. The dress, the outfit, but the accessories, and a whole new look comes over their face.
Yeah.
I tried it. Everyone from Jen Hawkins to Lib, and it's one, not that they're too extremes. Not that they're too extremes, but it works every time. I go, well,
all right, guys,
my wife would turn around and slap me. What are you looking at her for?
All right, so AJ Spider.
Say it to your wife.
Okay. Yes.
Don't say it to random women. No. That will get you into trouble.
That's what I would have done.
No, you would have. But Sam's not a random woman to you now, so let's try it, both of you with beautiful Sam. Go on.
Come on, boys.
No, I just...
Sam, I think that watch goes so well with that. Top you're wearing.
With the top, it's a dress. Oh.
This is going so well.
Yeah.
Okay, now here we go.
Thanks, David.
And I just like, Sam, the way that your eyes sparkle exactly the same as your earrings.
That's
pretty good.
Not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Look how red you are. You are so blushing. Uncomfortable with that. Look at him.
I can't talk like that.
Look at him.
Thanks, guys. Gold 92.5. It's 11 past 8. Hang on a minute.
Lit up like a Christmas tree.
Our Friday phone line. What are you going on about?
Well, somebody's going to go and, well, we need a new. We need someone else to replace you on Monday, I think.
You're going back to Thailand, bros.
Why?
Because we've had, well, James, Mark, Martin, Jenny, Sandra, Cherie and Sally all say they thought you swore on air 2 minutes ago. Michael, Mark, Rod, Les, Richard and Johnny want to know.
I don't think I've ever sworn on air
can we go back to the
57 years of broadcasting.
You were dancing. Oh, was it 57? That's good to remember. you were dancing as you were saying it. So have a listen.
All right, here we go. Play that funky music, wild boy.
Close call.
Oh, no.
Yes, 100%.
No.
You said funkin'.
You are, nah.
Funkin'.
No.
You're as much chance of being on Monday as Dave Warner is wearing the baggy green again.
I'd like some other listeners to judge. 13, 27, 10, have another listen. Play that funkin' music, wild boy.
No.
Way,
you would never do that. Not now. Stop playing it now. Now, no, it's not. You said funkin'. I'm so scared even saying that. Anyway.
Gold FM Live.
You can swear as much as you want there, all right?
We've got Dave Sterry on the phone from real life. Some applause for Dave.
Yay!
Dave is a part of our series for Gold FM Live. We've been chatting to all of you people. One night, 10 acts, 30 massive hits. Mate, we'd like your celebrity story. What is it, Dave?
One of the most Spinal Tap moments real life ever had. We were on tour in America. And it was a patchy sort of tour. In some places, we were playing the shows before and there were some that were empty. And we're also doing some in-store appearances in record shops. They used to be the thing where they sold these black things that were round and you put them on a record player. And we were turning up to these in-store appearances, and there'd be nobody there, very much like in the movie Spinal Tap, where they have a record company guy called Arnie Fufkin, who famously says, "I'm Arnie Fufkin, kick my ass." So we were just tired and embarrassed to turn up, and there's no one there, you know. So we finally sort of pulled in. The last show of the tour was Seattle, and there was going to be one more of those damn in-store appearances, and we were going, "Oh no, please, please, we don't have to do this. There won't be anyone there. Let's get out of this. You know, let's just go to the show and do that and go home." And our tour manager goes, "No, no, you got to do this, guys. You got to do this." And we sort of went past this shop, this record shop in downtown Seattle, and there's this queue like around the block. We thought, "Oh shit, I wonder who else is on today," you know? So we thought, we sort of got out of the car and got in the back of the line and said, "Who are you all waiting for?" And they looked at us and went, "Ah, you bastard."
Hey!
Oh, that is awesome. But how do you do it? How do you, sometimes you turn up, and especially when you're just starting your career or you're trying to promote it somewhere else, how do you turn up? And if there is no one hardly there to play, you've still got to, the show's got to go on.
You've
got to
do it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you do. You probably do your best, but at least you can learn everybody's, each and every individual's name. You're all best friends by the end of the show, you know.
Any personal requests?
We do that. We've done it. We're in a situation like that, we've actually had like a whole lot of people on stage with them just looking at, "Don't sit down there. Come up with us."
Yeah, like a private jam session.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And sometimes, you know, out of those disastrous situations, you have the funniest and happy memories.
Well, mate, we're so much looking forward to Saturday night. It's going to be massive. Of course, you're included in 10 acts. One night, 10 acts, 30 massive hits. And we're really looking forward to getting you on stage, mate.
Yeah, they're always good shows. And I haven't been to the venue since it's been renovated, so I'm really looking forward to seeing what they've done up there.
It's very good.
Wait till you get up to 19 and the Darling.
Oh, yeah.
Darling, there's no coming back down.
Good. It's going to be great. Those shows are always a lot of fun. A lot of it is because of the great vibe backstage. We all love seeing each other and catching up with old arch enemies and now good mates, and we've this fantastic camaraderie there, so it's really good.
Send me an angel, Bridge. Send me an angel right now. Dave Sterry from Real Life.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
It is going to be a local gig guide for the next few weeks.
Yes.
Because there are so many incredible events happening here on the coast for the greatest event that we've ever hosted. So let's stick to here. First of all, just going through a few sports. We were just speaking about the beach volleyball. That goes on until 10:30 tonight under lights. How cool is that? You'd be into the boxing at the Oxenford Studios from 12 today.
Saw the Aussie get over the line yesterday. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and the table tennis. You love Meow Meow.
Meow Meow's no longer with us, as in competing.
Oh,
yeah.
Gave me a scare
there. No.
Well, that's on at the Oxford Studios too, 9:30 a.m. You've got the Broad Beach Bowls Club. Some of those lawn bowls guys, ladies, by the way, are young and good looking. And the netball, that can get very scrappy, and that's on at the Gold Coast Convention Centre.
Chris Ivers from here, who's a little bit on air, he went to the netball last night, loved it, so it was fantastic.
I bet. And, well, we know the big one at the Aquatic Centre all day. Go, Aussies, go with the swimming.
Aussie.
Now, the events that are on, the Broadbeach Queensland Music Stage, we've got today and tonight the Wilson Pickers, Jackie Marshall and Carl S. Williams from 7 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. Surfers Paradise Main Stage. Fresh Voices of the Commonwealth from 7 p.m. till 11. And the Helensvale Night Quarter, a big part of it as well. Bullhorn and Hot Potato Band from 6 till 9.
Hot potato.
If you're not coming to Gold FM Live tomorrow, you can't get there. Well, go to Broadbeach Queensland Music Stage for Busby Maru.
Yeah.
How good's that?
Where are they on?
They're on at the Broadbeach Queensland Music Stage from 7 till 11 with quite a few other acts. So
awesome.
There we go. It's a massive lineup. There's so much on.
Have you seen Queensland Tourism's commercial with Busby Maru? It's fantastic.
Yeah, and that's Tom wrote that song. That's his new song.
That's great.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Time to complain about things that drive you nuts. It's Flap Your Gums Friday.
Meat trade time. Thanks to our very good friends at Morton's Meat Quality Meats, $100 meat trade.
Everything's a little bit back to front today. We love it. The positivity is just flowing
oozing
out of us now. Even spider spray.
We're sweating positivity.
So we want positive flaps today for Flap Your Gums Friday.
Yep.
What you've seen throughout here on the Gold Coast during the best party.
What's made you proud of the Gold Coast? Yeah, it's only we've only had one day of competition. We've still got 10 to go. But what have you been proud about so far?
Yeah, maybe that the roads are great. Maybe how awesome the volunteers have been. How nice the police have been. Anything, we'd like to know the really positive side of it. Because, quite frankly, all the naysayers down south that are tweeting all this crap about us.
Oh.
Well, don't come and visit us on holidays.
Exactly.
Don't come and annoy us and block up our car park so we can't get to the beach. Oh, that's negative. Okay, so we want positive stuff.
AJ's got a positive. Caught up with your icon, isn't she?
Well,
the CrossFit.
Our good friend and producer, Rookie Austin, who runs Reebok CrossFit Gold Coast, put this on for us. Very hard to get hold of. Some of the athletes in the village. Tia Cleck Toomey is the world's fittest woman. Runner-up last year in the CrossFit Games. She became the champion this year, fittest woman in the world. She's competing in the 58 division of the Clean and Jerk, and I caught up with her this morning. How are you feeling before the big occasion tonight?
Yeah, really good. I've had a really good night's sleep and feeling really fresh this morning. So I just really can't wait to for the time to come and weigh in and then get warmed up and hit the platform.
Have you been able to have a look at the venue too?
Yeah, we had a few goes at it. So I think just before, it actually had stuff over the platform on, I believe, Tuesday morning. So we had a little sneak peek and went and had a look at the venue then. And then also yesterday I went and watched and cheered some of my other weightlifting team members on. So that was really cool with the lights, the music, everything. It's just really quite electric and the atmosphere is pretty fierce. So I'm really looking forward to tonight.
I was lucky enough to go and see the first session with Spider Everett yesterday with those little jockeys, those little guys picking up 56-kilo guys picking up 145-kilo. Oh, my God.
I know. It's incredible. I mean, we have Phil that lifted for us and then Elise that lifted for the females in the lighter body weight, and I just don't know how they do it. I mean, I have to cut, but they have to cut even more weight, and, you know, what they put their bodies through, it just really goes to show how professional they are as athletes and it really inspires me. So I'm really looking forward to tonight and just cannot wait.
So for the people listening, tell the people what class you're in and what's your PB.
So my platform PBs are in a total is 198 for a 58 kilo category, and so hopefully tonight I'm really kind of going out there with an open mind. At the end of the day, you know, every day is different. I don't know how I'm going to feel after warming up. So I really got to make sure that I'm executing that to the best that I can. But I'm just going to go out there, try my very best, and hopefully we can end up with a PB.
See, I guess the great thing is you're doing it here on the Gold Coast. You've got so many people in Australia following you through CrossFit, and you'll have all those people cheering you on in that auditorium tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of people that I know in the crowd as well. I have my family, my friends, a lot of my family. It's going to be the very first time that they've ever watched me compete live. So that's going to be very exciting. But I must admit, I'm a little bit heartbroken that my little cousin, JD, won't be with us as she actually passed away last Tuesday. So, you know, deep down, I know she'll be with me in my heart and when I'm lifting on that platform. So that's going to be really, really special. And I just really hope to make her proud.
Well, that's going to egg you on somewhat.
Oh, it really is. So just knowing that she's going to be there in spirit and then I've got my family and friends in the crowd and it is at home in our home country and home state, it is honestly going to be a memory that I'll never forget.
So you really have committed to yourself in an amazing way. You're cutting a swathe as a champion in your sport of CrossFit. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Well, she's a champion lady. And to find out that her cousin died last Tuesday, I mean, she's going into a worldwide competition. It's a tough gig.
You often hear these stories, and we've seen it with jockeys. We've seen it in many sports where they lift and they feel like the spirit of a family member is with them. You know, you often hear of those stories.
Well, you look at all
and
the,
it's incredible.
Yeah, you look at a lot of PBs are broken in home states. Even the weightlifter yesterday, yeah. Philip, that she was talking about, got his PB. He didn't finish in the top three. He didn't win a medal, but he was that excited because he got a PB in front of his hometown.
Well, Tia finished 14th in the Summer Olympics and the Olympic Games, so I reckon she's a big chance to finish top 10.
Big time. The good things you've seen on the roads, the volunteers, the amazing events you may have seen with the Games, give us a call, 13 27 10, kicking it off with Rebecca from Eleonora.
I'm one of the volunteer drivers for the Games, and I'm having
good on you, Rebecca.
And I'm having the absolute time of my life. I'm having such a ball, meeting so many different people from everywhere, including the volunteers themselves, but I've met like different officials and athletes, and I had the most bizarre drive yesterday with a team from Isle of Man. They were so funny.
That's awesome.
And I got to meet Delta Goodrum yesterday, and what an absolute stunning woman she is.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, that's great.
Rebecca.
Oh, good. You've got a new girl crush.
Well done.
Hello, Margaret. Now, Margaret, fantastic volunteers. You want to praise them?
I do, absolutely. They're wonderful. They're giving up all of their time and their energy to come down to the Gold Coast or be at the Gold Coast and welcome all our guests from all over the Commonwealth. But the other thing I wanted to flap my gums about was yesterday at the staging area at Fitzroy Island. There was a whole lot of peacocks there, which was just beautiful for our guests to see those peacocks running around wild.
Wow. Well, not only are peacocks great, but they also let the snakes go away. They really help get the snakes to go away, which
probably,
is great.
They're probably planted there.
Good
then.
On you.
Okay, well done. And Simone, what do you want to flap your gums about? What's a positive flap?
Oh, just something that would never happen if it wasn't the Comm Games. I actually got to meet Johan Blake, the fastest man in the world, 100-metre sprinter. His physiotherapist and nutritionalist. And he sat there and told us stories about how he lives back in Jamaica. It was just incredible. And it's something that would never happen if it wasn't for the Comm Games.
Aww.
And something you'll remember.
I felt like I was a interviewer.
That's so cool. Well done. Thank you.
Did you know Johan Blake's a germophobic?
Oh, well, there you go. We wouldn't know if you didn't have a chat with him. Thanks, Simone.
I know,
good
he's the quickest
on you.
Man in the world.
All right, and we have Ron. Ron from Biggera Waters. Give us a positive flap your gums about the Games.
Well, guys, I can turn around and tell you right now. I've been driving around the last few days. I'm a courier, right? Mm-hmm. On the roads, it's not only quiet, but people have suddenly become courteous and happy all over the place.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've been making deliveries into the Games Village in recent times, and I can turn around and tell you the smiles on those faces when they come to collect their flowers is incredible.
Aww.
You know, nothing like that. It just lifts a man's heart to see this sort of thing happening.
Well,
of course, things.
That's why they call it the Friendly Games, Ron.
Yeah,
well
thanks,
done.
Thanks,
Thank
Ron.
You.
And you're right. They're people on the road. They are actually, if there is a little bit of build-up, they're not pushing and shoving.
No.
They're like, yeah, move on. That's all good.
Even with the baton relay, people just getting out of their cars and clapping and waving with everyone. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing when you use your indicator too, Peter.
That is
inspiring. I was going to cross double lines the other day, weren't we, AJ? Until we saw the police officer.
Bring
of course
me
you
in,
were. he always does, mate.
Ron from our Goal FM family member from Biggera Waters,
Nightingale
Couriers. Mate, you won the meat tray. Congratulations.
Well
$100 meat tray from Morton's Quality Meats. Folks, enjoy the Games today. Enjoy the activity right across the weekend. We're back here Monday.
Hey, and for those who want tickets to Gold FM Live, we will see you at the Star tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
It's going to be huge. What a jam-packed weekend.
10 bands, 30 acts, jam-packed.
Can I plug the fact that we've got the final tickets across the day?
Hello?
Yes. Are you talking to us now,
yes,
Al?
Yes.
Sorry,
are you talking to us? Because we've already had a little incident this morning.
What happened?
Between you and Spider, are you guys all right?
Yeah,
no,
we're all good.
Fine. No, he's just being him.
have you stolen his bolter again?
No.
Thank you for getting a plug in.
I do owe Al a case of bolter. I know that.
Do
how,
you?
How do you owe Al a case of bolter when Al stole four cases of bolter from us?
The other way around. Let's be honest.
No, I thought he did really. Yeah, he was really nice the other day.
what do you mean?
What is wrong with him?
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.